This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. People ask me often how we should get through these next few months. And one of my answers is to speak the truth with boldness. Now, politics is not religion. A lot of people think, act like politics is a religion, and that's not. It's not a healthy place to be. Politics is not the gospel. We know with certainty that the gospels are true. That's God's word. We can have 100% trust and faith in that. Politics is not that. You know, what's the best policy when it comes to trade with Chinese electric vehicles? I don't know. Like, I think I know. Like, I probably, but I don't know, right? So we have to have humility when it comes to politics and certain policies. But even in the world of politics, there's certain things that fall under this space of, oh, absolutely 100% true. Like, how many genders are there, for instance? When does life begin? We know the answers to that. And we need to speak truth with boldness. You're going to be lied to constantly. The big lie this week was the bloodbath hoax. We talked a lot about this on the radio show, and I love this story because conservatives speaking against the lie were able to close the circle really quickly. Oftentimes in the past, not too distant past, there would be a lie and it would take like a year before conservatives would finally wake up and be like, oh, that's not how that happened. Or sometimes it would take a couple weeks or a week or a news cycle. But this was instant when the media was like, oh, Trump said there'll be a bloodbath if he's not elected. And instantly the context was revealed of like, no, clearly he was talking about the auto industry. And you know that based off the sentence before and after. My favorite part of this bloodbath hoax is a month ago, one of the CEOs of one of the electric vehicle companies in China, let me pull it up here so you know I'm not making this up, said there's going to be a bloodbath. like literally exactly who Trump was talking about. There's a car company called XPeng. I've never heard of it. But if Biden wins, then we'll all be driving XPeng electric cars. It's the point of what Trump's talking about. He said, this is a memo to the company. This year also marks the beginning of a fierce competition that may end in a bloodbath, or as I prefer to call it, the brutal knockout round. So here's this guy talking about a bloodbath, and Trump says the word bloodbath, and the left is all, oh, can you believe he used the word bloodbath? There's also a 2-minute long supercut of all the times that the left used the word bloodbath, of course. So give me a break. What a ridiculous hoax. On the radio show also, we talked about Deborah Birx. We're now 4 years after COVID. And in her book, she admitted that she deceived Trump and the White House and the American people, that she lied to him, that she committed subterfuge, that was her word, against Trump and the American people with the COVID lockdowns, and how she had to deceive because, you know, it would start off with 2 weeks to slow the spread because no way would he go with anything worse than that, right? These people are liars. And we should be bold in declaring the truth. Acts 3. So Peter and John, they heal a man who is lame from birth. And he's all excited. Leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. I love that. Leaping and praising God. People were amazed. You may hear Jack in the background practicing piano. People were amazed at this. And Peter said, "Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out." So the priests and the Sadducees, they didn't like this at all. They came up to him, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So they arrested him. They all got together the next day, all the leaders, and they brought Peter and John in front of them and said, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, love that, filled with the Holy Spirit.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Rulers of the people and elders. If we're being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to you all and to the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone, and there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. I read that line, that answer, and I love how it started off filled with the Holy Spirit, because I feel like you can only get that answer once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, right? Actually, I know you can only get that answer. And it's like, wow, like that. I'm just imagining the scene where they're in front of all the leaders, right? I'd be nervous. And they just, boom, came out with that. And I was just blown away by their boldness. And the next line is, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished. Even if you're uneducated and common, you can still speak the truth with boldness. I'm just amazed at the truth they spoke under that pressure. And so were the leaders. They said, we can't kill these guys, so we should just make them pinky promise not to talk about Jesus ever again. But Peter and John answered them, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. And when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of all the people. For all were praising God for what had happened. I love that story much. I love the boldness under pressure, or what, you know, people perceived as pressure against them, right? They didn't care. They could be punished, tortured, killed for Jesus. It didn't matter to them either way. We talked about that yesterday with Paul, who said he'd rather die, rather be in heaven. So there's nothing they could have done to Paul, to Peter and John. Nothing. They knew that. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they just spoke the truth with boldness. So you want to know how to get through the next 7 months and then the next 4 years after that? There it is. Read God's word. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak the truth with boldness. MikeSlater.locals.com. Commercial free. Transcript night before. MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.